right under Pentagon. Extremely rich device. Adorned with emeralds and diamonds. Bowling protected in front of the coast.
Human development and culture can emphasize the importance of strengthening marriage counseling as a proactive measure to reduce divorce rates and enhance family quality in Indonesia. Nebede Warosi Hastuti noted that six ministry and agencies have signed a memorandum of understanding to expand counseling content beyond religious aspects, incorporating health, parenting, and employment issues. Efforts are underway to harmonize modules and guidelines across institutions to ensure consistent implementation. Bebejes Kesehatan Palangkaraya and the Central Kalimantan Ministry of Religious Affairs have confirmed that all prospective Hajj pilgrims from the region are enrolled in the National Health Insurance Program. Active JK membership is a mandatory requirement for the 2025 Hajj pilgrimage. With the mobile Bebejes service available at the Hajj dormitory to assist with registration, reactivation, and consultations, pilgrims are also encouraged to use mobile JK app to facilitate access to healthcare services before departure, during the pilgrimage, and upon return. And that was the news.
Taste. Wadumpi is many farmed and growing well at the village. It has given sour taste. savory and spicy paste. Spicy paste mixed with sour paste certainly produces delicious food. In Banawangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid al-Adha. But now, the Sunmao Zong can be found at Weekly Town Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupees to 25,000 rupees per portion. In addition to taste the Sunmao Zong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banawangi, such as rawon awas, sego jawu, as well as traditional snake, such as tiwu and gatot, which is made from cassava.
Listeners, in today's edition of Music Corner, we present a Karanchan song called Happy and Kaluka or Broken Heart by Karanchan Biru. The song popularized by Duri Marantika was released in 1999. The song created by Arianto tells the story of the destruction of love due to being hurt by someone you love. The song lyrics vividly depict the pain that one experiences when the expected love doesn't materialize. The song also creates a powerful image of loss and longing. Listeners can feel the depth of the hurt with each verse recounting a growing emotional journey. Well, listeners, here is Karanchan Biru with the song Happy and Kaluka. Happy listening!
Happy, 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 happy
soak for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is still white. Next, the solid is wrapped in teak or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called tabete. To make kasuami, initially tabete is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This dough is made from woolen coconut leaves. To steam the tabete, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with tabete flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasuami is generally made with a diameter of 10 centimeters and a height of 10 centimeters and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasuamis. Kasuami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasuami is the initial food in Bhutan's traditional events. Interestingly, kasuami is also often used as box for trips or souvenirs between fellow Bhutan residents. Kasuami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Thank you.
grow and it can be found everywhere in Indonesia. Many Indonesian people use bamboo for their reactivity, beginning for cooking ware, weapon to fight colonizers, and for traditional instruments. Especially for Indonesian traditional instruments, bamboo can produce different tone according to its shape. West Java is one of regions in Indonesia which has a given bamboo plant. The most popular instrument from bamboo in the world is angklung. There is another unique instrument from West Java which is made from bamboo, namely gamelan. Existing in West Java and used by people since before Christ. The development of Indonesian music industry, which is so fast, makes Kalimban instrument just grown. One of West Java's artists is often called Abba Olak to get message from his ancestors to preserve and introduce Kalimban. In 2004, Abba developed Kalimban, Heritage of Parents. Abba must preserve it because message from parents in older Kalimban arts is not extinct. Abba kept learning to make it, be shared, and be sold. Then the instrument is spread to all regions, especially in West Java. Which was presented by young people of Bandung, India, Kalimban Kota. Kalimban is a wind instrument, even though the way to play it. It's not fully to be blown like flute. Kalimban is played on lips, then it is played on the platform. Then it is tapped on the right to produce the sound resonance. There are some regions in West Java which make Kalimban such as in Cipanyang, Pasimuti, Pasikmalaya, Lower Malambong, Garut, and Cikalong, Cikalong Kulagong, and Cikalong Kulang Cianjur, which is made from palm nidra. In New Malang Jiri, Kalimban is made from bamboo and played by women. Kalimban is shaped like pika, in order it is easy to be inserted in the handpan. While Kalimban, which is made from nidra, is usually played by men. Its shape is shorter, in order to be able to be cut in cigarette case. According to Abba Olak, the main material of Kalimban is fiber, palm tree. In the modern era, the main material is rare. In the past, it was made from palm nidra, so many people call it kawung. Now, Abba makes it from bamboo, because if Abba makes it from kawung, Kalimban will be extinct, because it is difficult to find palm nidra. Its raw material is difficult to be made. To dry, it takes a long time. If it is made from bamboo, it is easy. There are many bamboos. It is fast to be dried. A year, it can be made. The palm nidra takes 2 until 3 years. Kulit, cara dimulai sudah lama, ada pasal bambu sudah, bambu banyak, jadi mulai sering, setahun, tidak bisa dibikin, setahun, sampai bahkan tidak akan baru bisa dibikin. Sejak kapan, Kalimban masih nunggu banyak siapa tipe, especially untuk Bandung. Apa
kata kakak, Kalimban masih nunggu banyak siapa tipe, especially untuk Bandung, kan biasanya. Di kota Bandung, barangkali sepengetahuan saya itu mulai ada eksplorasi memanfaatkan seni Kalimban ke dalam orkes simfoni, itu barangkali didahului oleh.
In Bandung City, Kalimban art began to be explored in symphony orchestra, which was initiated by Harry Rusli around 1982. Then there was a gap. Finally, it appeared again around 2006-2007. Now it is produced massively in Bandung and surrounding areas.
Muncul lagi sudah dengan triggernya Kalat. Kalat, kira-kira mulai tahun 2006-2007 sampai kemarin lah. Jadi mulai lagi menjadi masif di kota Bandung dan sekitarnya.
Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account @voiceofindonesia, and also our email address in VOI @voinis.id, and also WhatsApp number +62 821 2812103. Thank you so much for listening. For accompanying me, my name is Rain. Stay tuned with us always in Voice of Indonesia to the world.
I'm so busy, I'm hiding, I'm bowing my heart.
to me.